Hi, Peggy.
Hi.
Hi, Peggy.
Hi.
So, Peggy, we're so excited to have you on. I feel like you were the definition of a housewife. Like, you're like why we were all into watching the show. And when we asked our listeners, you know, for questions to ask you, everything that everyone said was like, she brought so much class to the show.
Thank you.
And I almost feel like maybe you should have been on Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Because of that.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I wish I was, huh?
Yeah. Well, so tell us how you got cast on The Real Housewives of Orange County.
Sure. Well, they've been asking me for 5 years, and the timing wasn't right, and I didn't take it seriously. And then a year passed by. They asked me to really, really go on. I said I can't have a funeral to go to. So so finally, there was this one message that they left saying, please, please, please just call us back. Just call us back. Just call us back. Even if it's a no, just please call us back. So I was talking to my husband. I said, I got a message like this. And he said, just call back. And at that time, I was going through health issues. And it was really bad. And his intention was for me to get on it and for me to forget what I was going through, what I was going to start to go through. So that really helped me out a lot. And I didn't even notice that I was doing all the interviews, like it's intensive interviews and everything like that. But at that time, I was going to the hospital for my dad. And then I had my health issues myself. So it really kept me going. I didn't even notice I was doing those interviews or anything like that. So, I mean, it was a good decision to make at that time.
Did you watch the show before they like kept asking you about it? So did you kind of know what you were getting yourself into?
No, I know what I was getting myself into at all. If I was,
oh my gosh,
because I, when we first moved into Newport Coast, I have my kids were much younger. I would sit down, eat for 5 minutes, put it on like every other woman would. And then there was too much fighting. I never followed it. And then it was 5 minutes of watching, turning it off, not watching it. I never really followed anything. Sorry, that's my gate. I never really followed anything. I had no idea.
How do they find you?
I think they scope you, and I was private too. But then what happened was they hear you from a lot of people.
Okay, yeah.
And that's how they approached me. The first time they approached me was when I was at the beach, and then I got a call then. I just didn't respond back. So it's a matter of hearing it from people, your name, and then they start scoping you and then things like that.
Yeah. What were your expectations going into the show?
I didn't have any expectations. Nothing. I just blindsided, went in it, was kind of lost, didn't know how to play the game because there is like a game to play. It's the same monotonous thing over and over again. If you watch the different housewives and the different shows, it's really the same thing. But if you know how to play your game, you'll survive with the girls too.
But you went into it thinking like, probably this is reality. I'm just going to be myself. Why would there be a game that need to be played? But now after doing it, I'm sure you're like, okay, now it makes sense how they do the show.
Exactly.
Do you watch Orange County now?
You know what? After I stopped being on it, started watching it to see if, like, what the role is that they're playing was at the same time the role that mine was, and it's exactly the same. It goes the same. It's the same standard. It's the same thing. Like, first, second, third, it's the same sequence.
Yeah.
Especially a new person coming into the season.
They attack that person.
Yeah.
They put them in, you know, in their corner. Everybody I remember on the show, one was hitting the other one's leg, like Kelly would hit Shannon's leg, like start bitching at her or start putting her in her corner. And I would say, why are you doing that? And they edit that. Like, I would straight out tell her, why are you hitting her leg? And then one would leave to go to the bathroom because they don't want to get involved. And then I would think to myself, why did she leave when there's a conversation going on? So all these things would go in my head. And then when they sit down, it's all of a sudden they're catty. And then when cameras stop rolling, all of a sudden they're like saying hi to each other. And I'm like, is this
gosh.
Is what part of this is true and what part of this is false? So it was, you got to know how to play the game. And then you have to be there for a long time to kind of have that communication with the girls. And then on the side, talk to them and say, this is our plan. And this is what we're going to be doing. So that was the whole point.
Well, did production ever have you recreate scenes or anything, or like whisper things for you to, you know, bring up?
Well, production would come up to you and say, like, you're going to go to lunch with such and such, and you're going to talk about such and such about what happened when you had lunch with that other person. So that's what they would do. But they wouldn't tell you what to say, but they would tell you what situation, who you're going to go to lunch with and what the topic is going to be about.
Yeah.
And that makes sense. Like, they're kind of creating the show so that, like, we can hear your side of things sometimes and the other person's side of things. But it is interesting. Have you ever been able to say no? Like, what if you didn't want to go to lunch with that person?
I never did say no. I just followed the rules.
Okay.
I did what they asked me to do. I've never said no. And I never said no to production at all.
Yeah.
So I think they would be happy with me. They even said there are a couple of – well, they did say – we can't make you look bad, even if we wanted to. That made me feel better that nothing's being edited. Nothing edited, meaning like there were scenes that were not in there.
Yeah.
But
then I didn't do anything to embarrass my family or anything like that, because I raised my kids, and it took a long time to raise these kids. I wasn't going to go on TV and ruin our reputation.
Yeah. And you have a beautiful family.
Thank you.
A lot of people actually ask, they're like, what are her kids up to? Like, how are they doing? And we just saw your daughter. She has, like, you're a grandma now. I'm a grandma.
Grandma. Thank you.
Yeah.
Do you only have one granddaughter?
I only have one. Two months old. Yeah.
And I love how she's at your house. I can only assume that you probably.
No,
you
know, I'm at her house.
She went
And she's like, can you come? I said, I have a podcast. So she rushed back. Now she's going to go to the supermarket. So I'm on duty again. Anything for my granddaughter. Right. Just a different feeling.
So we always ask former housewives if they spent more money than they made on their first season. So typically on your first season, what we've heard is like everyone makes $60,000. Did you spend more than what you made?
Much more.
Much more? Oh my God.
That money was like nothing to me. Much, much more. The makeup, the hair, the what you're wearing, the shoes, the purses. I mean, I had everything. I can't say I didn't have anything. I'm very fortunate and blessed. But the thing is that you're always constantly changing. And I know people are critiquing you all the time. So you always have to be up to par if you want to stand out or continue your lifestyle.
Right.
It's a lot of shopping. And you need like a whole entourage to be behind you, supporting you, taking care of you. And then you wouldn't see your family. I remember when I wasn't on the show anymore, I went on my son's bed and I was like, wow, is this how it feels like to take care of a boy, a son, my son? Because I haven't seen him for a whole year because we've been filming, and then we had confessionals, and then we had parties to go to. And it was really different. It's a different vibe. It's a different ballgame.
If you're struggling with dry lips, I have the solution for you. It's City Lips. I posted on our story the other week about how amazing this product was. Roxanne and I both have an obsession with not having dry lips and making sure we have something on them at all times. And this was the best summer discovery. I got the summer peach color, and it just kept my lips so plump and hydrated. I think clear would be amazing too. So if you just put on a little lip liner and you throw on the clear, you'll have the best full smooth lips. So if you want fuller and plump lips with City Lips, shop citybeauty.com. Get 15% off site-wide with code TRH. They also have a 60-day back guarantee. So if you didn't like it, you can always go back and return and say, I didn't like this, but I promise you guys will love it. Again, I got the summer peach color and I got the clear, but you can go on their website. They have about over 10 plus colors. So I'm sure you'll find something that goes matches with your skin tone. And yeah, promise you'll love.
Right.
Yeah, no,
And
that's a
you're not used
lot.
to it.
I was not used to it.
Yeah.
I was a homebody. I was with my family the whole time. That's all I knew was kids and husband, and I really was a housewife.
Yeah.
So
See, and that's why I thought you were the perfect person for the show because of the fact that you really were a housewife. Like you weren't doing it to get followers or to be famous. Like
money.
No.
None of that stuff.
I didn't even think about it. You don't even think about things like that with my health issues. I didn't even think
Yeah.
about getting famous. I mean, you have to understand, I come from a background, it's called Giovanna Wheels, and that's my daughter's name. The company is after my daughter, Giovanna Wheels, and then we have G&L Design after my other daughter, and Coco Couture after my son. So with that being said, we've been in the industry for how old? You're 27. We've been in the industry for 27 years. I have to ask her how old I have three kids. For 27 years, and we got invited to parties left and right with Khloe Kardashian, getting together with her and doing things like this, going to parties and having a relationship with them. So it wasn't, and I told Bravo, I don't want to sound snobbish, but I said, you need me more than I need you. So I like that. I mean,
Yeah.
I really didn't, and I was kind of used to it. Every time we'd go, we'd have interviews, and then Ludacris and all these other celebrities. We used to be with them all the time, so it wasn't anything new for me.
Yeah, it's awesome. Well, watching your season, do you feel like production did a great job showcasing, you know, what was filmed with you?
You know what? I think if you're playing dirty, they're going to show you dirty. You are who you are, and it's coming out of your mouth. And they're going to not edit that. They're going to show it to you. They're going to show it to the viewers. And whoever is kind of good or themselves, they can't edit it bad. So, I mean, production kind of takes advantage of that too. When
Yeah.
you're fighting, they want that drama on
Yeah.
TV because the viewers are looking for things like that.
Absolutely.
Me, who I was, they
Yeah.
didn't give me the chance to get to see the real Peggy. Like I said, I was ill at that time. I was on medication. I had a double mastectomy. I had expanders on both my breasts. It's like 1,000 pounds on each breast. And it was really, really hard. I was in pain all the time. And my dad was dying in the hospital. I had cancer at that time too. He didn't even know. And he died. And then they took me into surgery 10 days later. I mean, who goes into surgery when your nerves are all shot?
Right.
So my nerves were not all there. And then when they said something, I would like shake and everything. But I'm not like that. I'm not that type of person. And then when they were interviewing me, they saw a stronger Peggy, the real Peggy. That's probably why I got chosen.
Yeah.
Of all the other applicants. But then as time progressed, I had my surgery, I went through a lot more, and then I wasn't myself. So that's where you guys don't get to see the Peggy that I am, which if you ask anybody, it's very strong. I'm a very strong person, can stand on my own. Will put people in their place if I feel like you're attacking me or talking, you're saying something. I have a mouth that I can protect myself. I can
Yeah.
protect myself and ask my husband. He'll tell you he's been married to me for 29 years. So.
Amazing. Yeah.
No, you could definitely see that, but like that's you were very vulnerable for sure. Like that's a lot of vulnerability to have for your first season to come in and like have to showcase all of that. But I think that's why a lot of people like related to you too,
Thank you.
yeah, which was nice. Would you
Well,
ever?
go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I feel bad that people didn't get to, I was on,
Yeah.
people didn't get to see who the real Peggy was, or they would have loved me because I'm
Yeah.
sincere, always there for you,
Right.
always on by your side. And whoever it is, I will be on your side because I have a heart of gold and I don't want people to be hurt. But then when you stand in my way, I will tell you, you know, in your face. Like, what are you doing? I'm pretty aggressive with that.
Yeah.
And you seem very loyal.
I'm very loyal. I am very, very loyal. I'm a Leo.
Yeah. Leos are loyal.
Loyal. Yeah. Did the girls reach out to you upon your exit? Did any of them?
No, Lydia told me. I talked to Lydia. Lydia told me when you're off the show, nobody's going to talk to you. And the funny thing is, I reached out to every one of them because, and I said, if you guys need anything, let me know. And they had a conversation. Did Peggy call you? Did Peggy call you? Did Peggy call you? So, I mean, I was still thinking about them because I did work with them for a year.
Yeah.
Built this relationship with them. So I still felt a connection with them. Whereas all they cared about was, what's my next step? What am I going to do? Who's the new girl coming? What are we going to do to corner her and stuff like that? So they're in a different, they need a paycheck. They definitely need a paycheck.
How about Vicky? Did she reach out to you or anything?
Vicky, I spoke to her when I was not on the show, and she said things that hit that registered in my head. She said, these girls are not your friends. Said if I didn't need the money, then I wouldn't be on the show.
Wow. Do you ever see them out, being in like Orange County in the area and being in Newport? Like, do you ever see them out?
I saw Kelly at Mastro's at one time. But I didn't go up to her.
Okay.
After she called me ISIS. No, I didn't. That was edited.
I did not know that.
Yeah, she did. She called me ISIS, and her and Tamara were in the room laughing at me to the point of Tamara peed in her pants because they were laughing because they were drunk. And that was edited, I think, to protect me.
Yeah.
To protect me.
Why would she call you that?
Because she's Middle Eastern? Is it because you're Middle Eastern?
She just was drunk, and she just said it. She was drunk. And she just thought she was being funny.
Did she apologize to you ever?
At the end, at the reunion, I didn't bring that up on purpose.
Okay.
Because they said, don't bring it up. My manager said, don't bring it up. And I didn't. But I did tell Andy that in his ear. You guys didn't see that either. So what was the question?
Did she apologize?
Yeah.
She did apologize, but she apologized for other things because that was never brought up.
Okay.
Wow.
It was never brought up. So she apologized.
Seeing like who's on the cast now, would you, like, if they called you and said, we want you for this new season, would you ever go back?
You know what? I love to put people in their place. I would.
This is a redemption for Peggy. You need to go back on then.
I would never. I mean, every time I'm in a situation and I talk and I'm like, why couldn't I be like that? Why didn't I say that? That's why I feel like they didn't get to see the real me.
Yeah. Who was the nicest castmate to you and why?
Lydia. She's very relatable. She's very sweet. She's family oriented. She was very, very kind. Very, very kind. I remember the last scene that we had. I didn't want to go to the party in Iceland, and she wasn't going to go either. And I thought to myself, we're here for Lydia. It's her party. She had to get together. So I thought to myself, it's wrong in my head. I'm thinking it's wrong that she's not going to go to her own party. So I told myself, I said, Peggy, calm down, and we're going to go. So that's when we ended up going the last minute. And then production went crazy. She's coming because... Yeah. They were prepared for me not to go.
Oh, wow.
You still talk to Lydia?
I do.
Oh, I love that.
They still invite us to their parties and stuff like that. She's very sweet. She's very sweet. Beautiful children.
You both are very authentic.
Yes.
Again, it wasn't like about playing a game.
So, no.
Yeah, I think that's how you guys like really got along too, because you guys weren't doing that.
I can't play a game. I'll forget what I'm playing about.
Right.
What I'm playing. Whatever comes out of my mouth, if it's me, it'll still come out of my mouth because it's me. I'm speaking from my head, if I play a game or if I lie or if I'm tweaking things, I'll forget what I tweaked about.
Yeah.
Not me. It's not me at all. I'm very aggressive.
Yeah.
Like I'm aggressive in the sense of like, I'll put you in your place.
I'll put
you in your place because I want you to know that the person in front of you is not dumb, is not stupid. You cannot walk over me.
Yeah, absolutely. Who was the rudest castmate and why?
You know what? Rudest?
Yeah.
Not all five or six. The rudest, I would say, I had a good time with Kelly. I even remember when we walked out of our room from Iceland, I said, Kelly, I'm really having a good time with you. I really like you, but I think she was a rudest.
Yeah.
But Tamara was not rude. I don't mind being friends with Tamara.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't. I don't. I don't mind being friends with any of them, but you just, Kelly is very unpredictable.
Yeah. So
she's very unpredictable. And, but she's sweet. I mean, just don't rub her the wrong way. She's very sweet. She could be very rude. Vicky was nice, but I think after what I did to Vicky to take care of her, which I didn't even know her, she was not receptive. She just kind of ignored me. And I think she wanted to get close with the other girls. That's why she was the way that she was with me, because she knew that the other girls were not welcoming me and she wanted to be included with the other girls and be accepted with the other girls. And if you think I didn't notice that, I should have said that.
Right. So she's playing the game, you know, another person who plays the game.
Well, she's been in it the longest more than anybody.
Yeah.
So she's got to play the game.
Yeah.
She's got to play the game.
So we were asked if you regret making a deal of being the 100th housewife.
I didn't make a deal. It just came out to be that I was the 100th housewife.
Okay.
I didn't make a deal.
I know. I didn't. When I saw that, I was like, did she? Like, I don't remember that. So I was like, let's ask anyways.
No, I didn't make a deal. I happened to be the 100th housewife. Yeah. I didn't even know. I was told that I was. And I was like, wow, that's interesting. It's an honor. I mean, it's an honor to be the 100th housewife. I mean, it's a nice thing to, you know, to go by. But then a lot of people on the show are like, you should take that to the grave.
Yeah, I don't see why that would be something you would take to the grave. I don't think anything's wrong with that.
Well, if they're not the 100th housewife and they're jealous, they would say.
Right. Absolutely. So another question that was asked was, why do you feel like everyone was hard on you but Vicky and Lydia?
Why they were hard on me? Because they thought that I was an easy target. I was new.
Yeah. And,
that's exactly why. Lydia was sweet. Vicky was sweet. And then in the beginning, Lydia, Deco started a relationship. Vicky came over, we filmed there, and we welcomed her so well, like we would with any other person coming to the house. So she built a relationship, and Deco built a relationship with the boyfriend. I forgot his name. The first boyfriend.
Steve, or was it?
Steve.
Yeah, I think it was Steve.
It was Steve. Built a relationship. So, and she liked us, and the kids were all over her, giving her attention. So that's why she was, I think, nicer to me
than
anyone else.
Yeah. How long was Megan's baby actually crying for in Iceland? We have to ask.
I know, that was like the controversy. No,
I never knew you're not supposed to talk about kids or children. God, I have it on recording.
Oh, you okay?
On recording.
Do you
like
see?
Said, don't mess with me. Don't mess with me.
Don't mess with me.
They were. I left. Oh my God, it's such a long story. They were in the room, in Shannon's room, and being in the hospital with Vicky. I was in the hospital with Vicky. It was like a mental institute there in Iceland. I don't know what the heck it was. It was scary. And I asked Deco, I said, she's in, and I was scared. I said, Vicky went to the hospital. Should I go? What should I do? I'm confused. I'm in Iceland. I don't know what to do. This is not America. He's like, go. I'm like, you sure? He's like, go. I said, okay, I'll go. You know, he gave me the strength to go. So I went to her room, got her purse. Hopefully the insurance card was in there, thinking, and driver's license was in there, closed her laptop just in case somebody were to come in. I'm thinking about all these things. I went downstairs and then I asked the girls, they're eating. I said, I'm going. Do you guys want to come? Like, let's all go together. Like, I don't want to be left alone. Even if I'm left alone, I take care of myself, but she's your friend. Let's go.
Yeah. Not going.
Like I said, we build a relationship. So we got up. They didn't get up. And that was the reason that they tried to corner me, telling me, sit down and eat. What do you mean sit down and eat? She's in the hospital. Wouldn't you go if it was your true girlfriend or it was your mom or your sister? I mean, for God's sake, she's sick. Whoever it is, you go. You
just, and it's a different country, like you said.
Especially because you're in a different country. Mm-hmm. So I didn't sleep. I'm sick myself. I'm shaking because my dad just passed away. And I'm in this mode of like taking care, taking care, taking care. I'm in that mode because I'm attentive to my dad. And so they finally came back. They finally came back. They went to the room. And then Vicky got her casserole, which I didn't even know she wanted a casserole. I'm like, what the hell are you giving her a casserole?
Right.
You're giving her a casserole. They're trying to kiss ass. So finally, after I haven't been sleeping for a whole day, I left. I left to go to my room. And then, not getting off topic, but there was a bee in my room, a big bee. I called concierge. It's not even concierge. I called concierge and I said, you know what? There's a bee in my room. So I got out of the room. Down the hall, I hear people laughing and I'm like, and crying. The guy and I looked at each other like there's a baby crying. What's going on? So my phone was in my hand. I walk there and I hear the baby cry. And next door, they're laughing so hard. I took my phone. I started recording the whole thing. I said, nobody's going to believe me. Nobody's going to believe me. So I need my proof. So I'm standing outside the door and I'm recording. Like I said, don't mess with me. And everything is under recording. And I mean, she says the nanny was with her. I went to concierge, asked where the nanny's room is. Nanny's room's on this side. Megan's is all on this side.
Yeah.
But they didn't let me explain all this. Because with me, I like to explain things from the beginning. Like I said, having dinner at Megan's house, so you understand the whole story. Mm-hmm. So you know where my point, the facts are, and where my point is.
Yeah.
That's how you know you're not lying when there's it's so detailed. Like that's like when you know someone's like telling the truth with what they're saying too.
Exactly. Can you guys see me for some reason?
Yeah. No, we can see you.
You can't. Something came up. Software update of all time. As long as you can see me, that's fine.
Yeah, we can see you.
So I like to say from the beginning and for them to know what the story, where it started and how it's ending. Like I said, I'm not one to BS. I'm one to be straightforward. And what they did was they shut me up because they didn't want to hear it. And they tried to take the phone away from me in Iceland because they thought that Deco told me something or whatever. Deco did not say anything to me. I have a mind of my own.
Right.
We support each other big time as a husband and wife. And when I say I'm submissive to him, does not mean I'm a slave.
Yeah. There's a
relationship going on here. I've done or we've done something right for 29 years. So they think if Deco tells you to jump, and I'm like, he wouldn't tell me to do that.
Yeah.
Right. Laughing at her face. Like, why would he tell me to do that? And she's like, it's a figure of speech. I know it's a figure of speech. You should be smart enough to know that I know what you're talking about, but I'm trying to put you in your place saying, if your husband tells you to jump, maybe you should jump.
Yeah.
Don't tell me that.
Yeah.
Like, these are things you guys didn't see.
Yeah. That's what I always like get so like upset about when we're watching. Cause like, we know that there's so many things that they like, don't, they don't show just for the narrative of whatever they're trying to portray to us.
I never did say these things. I never did say these things. Like I said, I was not healthy. And they were just, yeah. She does it, she attacks. And there was this one part when we were having dinner. Lydia was not there. Vicky was not there. And I put them in their place. I put them in their place, telling them, like, she's like peanut gallery. I'm like, what's a peanut gallery? Didn't you go to UCLA? Well, honey, didn't you try to get into UCLA so many times and you got rejected? I said that. And I should have said things like that, which I didn't think because I was just shaking. But then at the end, I was like, you know what? This is, I'm going to put them in their place. And I'm like, UCLA didn't teach us about peanut gallery. And the thing is that you guys are trying to corner me. And then I said, Megan's tried to come in because I saw Kelly do this to Megan. And so Megan chimed in and then I shut Megan up. And then I said, anybody, that's not what happened. And next, anybody want to go at it? Go ahead. And they all were quiet about it.
Yeah. Well, there's been a lot of controversy with Megan since. Have you caught up with any of that or have you seen that? No,
what's going on? She's divorced.
Yeah, she's divorced. There's just been, you know, a lot. She makes headlines for doing, you know, outlandish things. So I didn't know if you've ever.
I don't follow her. I don't know anything about her.
Yeah. So we were also asked to ask you, what do you think about your brother's newfound fame on Jeff Lewis Live, especially the coffee ratings?
He's a loser.
Oh, he's a loser.
He's a thief.
Okay.
Okay.
He's a thief. I never talked about him because I didn't want to degrade my mom and dad. He's a thief. He stole my social security number.
Ooh.
He opened up a fake account. I was pregnant. I got a letter from the collection agency saying you owe this much money. I'm pregnant 8 months. My husband has a perfect score.
Credit score?
Credit score, yes. And he's affiliated to me, right? So if it's gonna affect me, it's gonna affect him. So he's been building his credit since the age of 15. So imagine, and he pays everything on time, ahead of time. So imagine how good his credit score is. So I didn't even know how to tell him because it's part of my family. He's doing this to me. He opened up a an account under my name, forged my signature, and made donations trying to make himself look like he has money, but it's my money he's stealing. He has 7 counts under him. And I called him. I said, what are you doing? He's like, I'll take care of it. I'll call the collection agency. I said, what are you going to do, yell? He's always wanted fame since he was young. He was desperate for fame. He always had it in him. And he'll sell you. He'll sell his own family for money. He's always done that. So he stole my social security number, ruined my credit for 7 years, made fake checks under my name. He messed up my whole credit. And my husband had no choice but to take me off of everything because it's going to affect his credit score. And he lies. He lies. Everything is a lie. He exaggerates.
Well, there's a narrative out there that we kept getting asked that, and I don't know if he said it, but that you don't talk to him because he's gay. And it sounds like nothing to do with that.
If he's gay, how did I live with him?
Yeah.
How did I live with him? How am I a homophobe if I lived with him? People don't know the meaning of homophobe if they think that you cannot stand. Everybody, that all my friends are gay. How is that possible? Do you have proof? Everybody I'm around is gay. Yeah. And I love gays. Mm-hmm. I love gays. I always tell my, everybody knows. I mean, if my daughter was here right now, she could tell you straight out, me not even looking at her, that I love gays. I have nothing against them. I have nothing against them. I love gays. But he tried to publicize himself through me because he wants that fame. If you notice, there's my picture and then there's a biography about him next to me. Oh, I didn't let him at my father's funeral. He was there. We walked out together. We asked him if he wanted to hold the casket. He said no.
Yeah.
Nobody talks to him. He stole money from my brother, my other brother. He stole money from my aunt. None of the family members talk to him because he's a thief. That's the whole issue here. Not because he is gay. I want everybody to know he's a thief. He's got seven counts against him. Seven counts. And then on top of it, if you don't believe me, you don't believe my word and I don't lie, check out Paul Atukanian. That's his real last name, Atukenian. And Patrick Simpson, January 2017, LA Times. He has a fake agency, okay? Oh. A legal agency that got shut down. And he got sued for it. So what does he do? He goes and opens up another one somewhere else.
Wow.
That's how he makes his money. That's how they make their money.
Has he apologized to you?
I will never speak to him.
Wow.
He's a thief. Why would I talk to him? Yeah. He's a thief. And all he did was ruin my name, ruin my family's name, my reputation, because he wanted his... I don't want to say 15 minutes of fame because everybody says it. Just 5 seconds, he thinks he's something. Nobody talks to him in the family.
Wow.
Has he always been obsessed with like the Real Housewives and all that kind of stuff, like before?
He even reached out to the housewives that I was working with. Let me make your dress. Let me make your dress. He thinks he's a celebrity.
Oh my gosh.
He thinks he's a celebrity, making dresses through drapes.
Are you surprised he's on Jeff Lewis and he got that job?
What job does he have? I don't.
Oh, okay.
He's on his show.
I don't even know, but everyone kept asking that question. And so I wasn't.
Yeah, I'm glad they did. I want everybody to know that.
Yeah, clarify.
I want everybody to know.
Yeah.
I want everybody to know what he did to me. And I have not talked to him for 28 years. And if I'm a homophobe, how come I lived with him? And the beginning of the relation, the beginning of my marriage, I was talking to him until he did this to me. So if I'm homophobe, how is this possible?
Yeah.
How are these readers bashing? They're bashing me saying I'm homophobe. No, I'm not homophobe.
Yeah.
I'm not homophobe. I love gays. I promise you, I love
you. I mean, that's a legitimate reason to be, you know,
not talking to your brother.
So
would you keep your money in your pocket? He'll steal it.
Yeah.
He'll steal the money.
Yeah.
And he's an exaggerator and he exaggerates, he lies. And I'm telling you, he has seven counts against him. I can read everything.
Yeah.
I can read everything to you, all the seven counts he has.
I think
he's even gone to jail, if I'm not mistaken. And my dad, my husband, could have put him in jail because of what he did. My dad begged him and to not put him in jail. And he's saying that I didn't let him come see my father. I asked my father, and nobody was talking to my brother. I said, I will bring him, and nobody will know about it. He looked at me and he did this.
Wow.
And we asked him again before his deathbed, Dad, do you want to see anybody? Everybody was hovered around him. He didn't want to see his own son because he's hurt his own father too.
Yeah.
He's hurt his own father too. I mean, when I was on the show, all they did was they didn't even work. They were on the computer putting me down. And then they had a clan of people. Let me tell you what happened at my dad's funeral. The casket was in front of me and I was walking behind him and arm in arm, he was in the middle. I'm on his right arm and my sister-in-law was on his left arm. We're walking out, the priest is in front of us. The priest was in front of us and his girlfriend from high school, Bartuhi, comes and pushes me on the floor. At my dad's funeral.
Oh my gosh.
All I think about is dad's funeral. Dad's funeral. I got up. He did not even say anything. That's when it hit me that, hey, something's up. Then Eileen Kersayan came and hit my other sister-in-law and she bumped. So these are things that happen that nobody knows about.
Yeah.
that nobody knows about. So I'm glad they asked these questions.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for clarifying that, because I was like, I don't know if we should ask about it, but
I told you from the beginning, no, any question.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So we have one last question for you. Everyone wants to know, what have you been up to now?
Of course. Yeah. Well, you saw what I've been up to, really being a housewife, taking care of my daughter whenever I'm like on call, anytime she needs it. Anytime she says something, I'm always here for her. Anytime that I can get the chance to spend with my granddaughter, I do that. And taking care of my family. My other daughter got engaged. She's gonna get
how exciting.
She's gonna get married next summer. My son turned 17, busy with him, friends over all the time. My house is always open to his friends, and they were over till 10:30 at night, swimming till 12, and just busy with the kids. That's what my whole life is about. And they also said that I wasn't married. I've been married for 29 years. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, no, that's amazing, especially in this housewife world.
Yeah, which everybody is divorced.
Yeah.
Which everybody is divorced. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, Peggy, thank you so much for coming on. I am so glad we got a life update from you.
Yeah, you've been great.
Yeah, you've been amazing. Thank you so much for answering all our questions. And we wish you and your family the best always.
Thank you so much, guys.
We hope we can see you on TV one day. We'll see.
Yeah. We'll see the real Peggy.
Yeah, exactly.
Bye, Peggy.
Thank you.
Bye.